This week, I want to look at a particular Bible verse. We're going to talk about it during the week. Actually, we're going to look at a particular Bible letter, we could say. Also known as an epistle. I'll explain that in a second. Because it's something we want to look at in light of who we are, and even in light of some of the issues that have been going on in the country. I was reading online the other day, and Bishop Fulton Sheen is quoted as making an important point, obviously, but something that we have to keep in mind. As people of faith, we look at the world through the eyes of faith. Now, I want to separate this from a concept of Gnosticism. Gnosticism basically taught that a certain group of people would have a special knowledge that wasn't available to anybody else. And that's Gnosticism. And you can hear different Gnostic philosophies throughout the history of the human race. And they're common today, too. Any kind of philosophy that says that we have a special knowledge that others do not have, or that you do not have, that's a form of Gnosticism. However, in Christianity, one of the things that's taught is not Gnosticism, but that we all have the ability to see the world not only through our physical eyes, but also through the eyes of faith. And when we look at the world through the eyes of faith, then we have a different understanding of the world than if we just looked at the world through the physical eyes. So if we look at the world through the eyes of faith, then we can see the world as everyone else can through our physical eyes, but also we can also see the world through the eyes of faith, which gives us a whole different vision on what is going on in our world. Now, there are some people we know that are unable to see, and so they don't have the physical vision, but they still have the eyes of faith. And occasionally I deal with people like that as well. So we want to understand that everything begins as Christians with an understanding that we see the world from a different perspective. Now, there's another thing, and this was actually brought out by Fulton Sheen many years ago. There's another part of this as well. Those people who reject the wisdom of faith see the world only through their own abilities, and their abilities are limited. Now, let me give you a good example of that, because we can see that in one of the passages we're going to look at this week, but we can see that in the first chapter of 1 John. Because what's going on in 1 John is that there is a focus on people who reject the teaching of God. They embrace natural teaching, which is that which is they see around them. They embrace a form of idolatry, and that form of idolatry blinds them to the eyes of faith, to the vision of faith. So they can only see physically or through their own particular philosophies, and they can't see the bigger picture. Well, we're called to see the bigger picture. That's where that can be confused with Gnosticism. Gnosticism would say that we are able to see the bigger picture, but they are unable. What we say is anyone with eyes of faith can see the bigger picture, but those who reject the faith will not. They own virtually by choice. And so what happens is there is a darkening of their ability to understand the bigger picture, basically is a way to put it. Now, what Romans 1 talks about, and we're going to look at that also a little later, is what you see as a process. I always describe it as a roadmap. First, there is this rejection of faith, and then there is a social break, a moral breakdown. First comes a moral breakdown, and then a social breakdown. And then, as the saying goes, we're off to the races. So, and what that begins with is by rejecting the truth. And when we reject the truth, then we find our own truth and walk down a path through our own truth, and that's going to lead nowhere. And so then you have moral breakdown and social breakdown. Oftentimes, that verse, as I always tell you, is used to condemn certain sexual activities. Well, okay. However, the real verse is condemning idolatry, which leads to moral breakdown and civil breakdown. So we see that full understanding. So our role always is not to get into that battle that is waged by those who reject the truth. Our role is to testify to the truth. And that's the whole focus. That's always what our focus is. It's always to testify to the truth. And it's always to live the truth in a way that testifies to it. And the way we live the truth to testify to it is we embrace the truth. And the truth is bigger than any other human understanding of what is right and wrong in any form. So it is bigger than political understandings. It is even bigger than moral understandings. It is bigger than all understandings. It's rooted in seeking the ultimate truth. And once we find this ultimate truth and we live this truth, then we're living a different understanding than those who reject all of that. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to Bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is Bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can join our Substack newsletter. You can read the blog. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So check that out. And also, you can find the parish. You can click on the parish, see where we are. And don't forget, we have our Tuesday night meeting where we're discussing the St. Thomas Aquinas and the Treatise on Happiness. So check that out at St. Anthony Parish, and you can find that through CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this understanding of what we embrace is a truth that is bigger and therefore embraces all other forms of understanding. So it's bigger, but embraces all other forms of understanding. As I say all the time, it's not a case of science or faith. It's faith is bigger than science, and so faith encompasses science. Now, why is that true? Well, it's really true for a simple reason. Science focuses on those things that you and I, through our natural abilities, can perceive, and faith looks at those things that are bigger than our ability to perceive the reality around us. Good example, as I often bring up, is where Jesus talks that God is spirit. What he's saying there is that God is not made of atoms and molecules. He is not pure energy. He is spirit, which means that those of us who can perceive the world that is made of atoms and molecules and can see the effects of energy and cannot see God, the reason why is because God is bigger than that realm that we can fully comprehend, that we can fully understand, and meaning atoms and molecules. So Jesus introduces that truth that God is spirit. So when people say, well, I don't see God, therefore he doesn't exist. Well, from a faith perspective, that makes absolutely no sense, even from a science perspective. Because what it says is that you have determined that you can perceive everything that is in the universe, even if you are not able to perceive by way of distance, okay? Can you perceive if there, with your naked eye, if there are planets running around Alpha Centauri? No, but you have the ability, the potential, rather, to see that. This is what I'm talking about. And so you say, I have the potential to see all of the universe, and nothing there tells me that God exists. I mean, I can't see any evidence of God in the physical realm. And the simple response is God is spirit. He is not made of atoms and molecules. Therefore, when we're talking about God and you're interpreting everything through just this concept of atoms and molecules, well, of course, you're not going to understand any of this because you have a limited understanding by choice. When you see through the eyes of faith, it's not faith or science. It's, okay, we can understand everything with science, and then we see the bigger picture. And so it's not A or B, it is science and faith. And that's a very Catholic understanding. So we as Catholics do not look at science or faith. We look at faith as encompassing all things, including science. So when we look at some of the teachings that we're going to see this week, we begin with that perspective, and we're also beginning with something within the concept of time. When we read what we're going to read this week, which is the letter of John, parts of the letter of John, we're going to read the words of obviously John and his community, who have come to realize a truth that was not apparent to them or anyone else prior to that time. And so they've come to realize something that you and I are fully aware of what the faith is all about, but they're just coming to realize it for the first time. So we're going to see that in the first letter of John. We can take that as an example I like to use of Copernicus, who discovers that it is the earth that revolves around the sun, not the sun around the earth. A revolutionary idea. I mean, it completely changed people's thinking. It took 200 years for people to comprehend it. But today we teach that in kindergarten. However, it was revolutionary for its time. That's why it's called the Copernican Revolution. So we're going to understand that from some of the words we're going to see in the first letter of John. And we'll start to look at them tomorrow. Have a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.